RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard for a Friday fun program. As we do ramp up the week, replay some of our favorite guests and segments. Yes, we will revisit my commitment to doing this show live from Firefest 2 later in the hour. But first, we got to tell you, it's VCU game day, VCU Davidson. Tonight, 7 o'clock down at the Stew. Get down there if you're able. Should be a fun game. Davidson is a tough out, as so many of these teams in the middle of the Atlantic 10 are. Reed Bailey, the other player in the discussion for A-10 Player of the Year. So I think Max Shulga has the opportunity to wrap up being the A-10 Player of the Year tonight. VCU's got a chance to hold that one seed because dang if Mason doesn't just keep winning. So a reminder, VCU beat George Mason, so they're first place. But they're tied. They got the same number of wins. So any slip-up opens the door to Mason to reclaim that one seed, which would be patently unfair. Put on my legal hat for a second here. If you've been wronged, call us. You could win. We don't pay till you win big. VCU deserves the one seed at the A-10 tournament. I say that with great confidence, but Mason could still slip into it. So no margin for error in three tough final games. Home stretch starts tonight against Davidson. And then you got Dayton next Friday here at the Stew with a little trip to Pittsburgh to take on Duquesne in the middle. Very strong final slate to get you ready for what's going to be a tough A-10 tournament up in D.C. in a couple weeks. So the clock's ticking towards that. Clock's ticking towards March. Ovechkin did not score last night, so we'll put that on the board right now. But for VCU, it's just about maintaining that defensive consistency that has allowed the offense to thrive. They're not getting down. They're not pressing. They've yet to have big, you know, issues in the second half of games. Second half of games, they've been really solid. And I think that poise, which they were missing in November, right? If they'd had that poise in November in Charleston, this would be a very different discussion right now. I honestly believe we'd be talking about a top 25 basketball team nationally. But that poise down the stretch has carried them everywhere they need to go. They've dug themselves some holes early. Doesn't matter. They've kept shooting. They've kept playing defense. They've been in every game they've played for the last, since A-10 play started, since that initial game against the Bonnies up there. They've been right in the thick of everything, and even against the Bonnies, I mean, that's one where the ball bounces differently. We're talking about a different team, too. VCU, 7-game win streak, I guess, is the main takeaway there as we go around the world of sports, entering what should be a fun weekend, because we've got a ton of basketball all over the place. Tech men lost last night in, lost last night in overtime to Boston College, 92-89. They're sitting right on the bubble. That was a tough loss for them. So we hate to see that, because obviously it'd be great if the Tech women could get back in, build on that success. Kenny Brooks left. Tough to rebuild in modern women's college basketball. So tough loss for them. We'll be keeping an eye on them throughout the weekend. UVA Clemson tomorrow. Clemson's very good. UVA is struggling. That's your in-depth MP on the mic analysis of that matchup. Virginia Tech's got Syracuse tomorrow at noon. Capitals back in action 12:30 tomorrow. They are hosting the Lightning after getting it handed to them by the Blues last night. That's all right. These things happen. You are headed to Dayton to see if Dayton can add yet another inexplicable loss to their resume after a bizarre conference season for them continues. We'll see what happens up there. Anybody could beat anybody on any given night in the Atlantic 10 Conference. That's certainly what we've learned this year in the A-10. It's been Combine Week. I would say we haven't done a ton of Commanders. We've probably done more NFL than we have Commanders. It's funny. Last year at this time, everybody was talking about who are they going to take, which quarterback are they going to take at number two. The Combine, it drives that conversation, starts the NFL draft conversation. A lot quieter this year, and a lot of that is y'all don't want to hear me break down second-tier draft prospect corners. You just don't. I get that. I don't want to do it either, so we're even. There just aren't a ton of Commanders topic. Now, I think once we get to free agency, they'll be back in it. They'll be a more relevant player in free agency. But until then, enjoy that it is a quiet combine for the Commanders, because it means they got their guy at the main spot. They got their guy at quarterback. They're picking 29. At 29, you make a draft board, and then you rip it up a bunch of times, because 28 teams get to pick a guy before you. I did think Commanders took an L yesterday. The Chiefs put the franchise tag on Trey Smith, their Pro Bowl guard, which they had to do. Because somebody, Washington, was going to pay him an absurd amount of money in free agency. And so I think they had to do that to protect him. You saw what happened to Mahomes in the title game. They can't be losing quality offensive linemen at this juncture. Still, it would have been nice to let the Commanders throw a big pile of money at him. No, the biggest Commander story of the week has been this report. It's always funny, like, as people slowly realize, like, this report that there won't be tailgating at a new RFK stadium, which is largely true. There won't be a big, flat, empty parking lot like there used to be. They're going to develop that site out. There's going to be restaurants and bars and things like that. It's going to be a lot more like you tailgate for a Caps or Wiz game. You go to a restaurant nearby, you have a nice meal, then you walk over, go to the game. That's the kind of tailgating they want. There won't be zero parking spots. There will be tailgates and tailgate parking spots. I'll also say this. They're not alone in this. They're not the first stadium to not have great tailgating options. A lot of the new stadiums built kind of wedged into cities do not have a ton of tailgating space. It's the cost of building a stadium in the middle of a city in the year 2025. You can't justify the big giant sea of concrete parking lot. I'll add this. Tailgating, it is fun, and it's a thing that happens a few times a year. If you want that, you got to have the Patriots Stadium or the Cardinals Stadium. You got to drive 45 minutes. If you want a tailgate, you got to do Landover 2.0, or you got to go to Dumfries. That's where land is available that's cheap enough to build a big sea of asphalt to tailgate on multiple times a year. That is the reality of land prices in 2025. So no, there's probably not going to be a ton of tailgating at the new RFK. There will be a zillion restaurants and bars within walking distance. The stadium itself will be nicer inside. It'll have more restaurants and bars. I don't think it's a reason to not go to RFK. The other thing, I think the roof's the bigger thing. There's going to be a roof on a new RFK stadium. I think that's the thing that gets me as a football purist far more than the tailgating. I can deal with not having a dedicated parking spot outside the stadium, but the roof is going to bother me for a while. I love open air football. We're off and running. It's the Friday Fun Show. Lots to tackle, lots to do. Let's get this party started. On the other side of the break, you're listening.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To 910 The Fan at 105.1. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, where we bring in our guy, Gary Hess, for some Thursday fun to spread his pro-fun agenda to the world.
I am definitely pro-fun, and if it ends up hurting me politically, so be it.
You know, sometimes you have to take unpopular stances and hope that the marketplace comes back around.
Exactly. I stand on principle, and I'm pro-fun, so there you go.
Next time we talk to you, it'll be March.
Believe that.
It's coming. Tourney time. VCU's looking good. How about UVA beating Wake Forest? They're not good, but they're feisty, and they took down a team that had tourney aspirations.
Okay, couple things about that. First of all, if you followed UVA this year, they are a much better team now than they were 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They have improved.
They play hard.
Day-Day Ames kind of settling into that lineup has really made a difference. And Isaac McNeely has suddenly, oh, yeah, I'm a good shooter, and I'm a really good player, and I'm going to act like it. And I think, you know, and I'm not, listen, they're not great. Don't take this the wrong way.
I will not.
But they are a much better team than they were, not counting playing Duke and Carolina. Duke's just that good. Carolina's in the mode to make every push to make the tournament.
Yep.
They've been a tough out of late, and you know, think about it, they won at Pitt, won at Virginia Tech, now at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
You know, they could give you know, some equal opponents some trouble at the ACC tournament.
And they're in the ACC tournament again, which is nice, because for a minute there, they were hovering on the cut line.
The cut line really kind of, you know, the cut line really kind of delineated with Notre Dame and NC State and Miami down below it.
We have a very clear cut line now.
Yes.
The team without a coach is under the cut line, obviously. UVA and Tech both above it. I felt for Tech. Couldn't quite get Louisville the other night. That would have been one for them where you say,
dug a hole, got back
in
it. And you know what's interesting about that game is, you know, some of the unsung guys really had good games for Tech, and the main guys did not. So it's like you get the unsung guys. You want to see big games from, you know, Lawal and Poteet and some of those guys, and that wasn't the case.
When we get to the end of the season, I think my final accounting is going to be, were Tech and UVA, were they good? No, they weren't good. Everybody sees that. But there's something to be said for a feisty team that has athletes and is a tough out and plays hard every night, even when the goals appear out of sight.
Right. And listen, that is not, and I agree with you, that is not saying, okay, let's focus on moral victories. That's not what you're saying at all.
Nope.
But, you know,
UVA got an actual victory last night.
Right.
Tech's gotten some very nice actual victories too.
I meant from a moral victory, from a seasonal standpoint.
Yeah,
you know, and so these seasons are not successful seasons in any way, shape, or form. But the fact that neither team has quit and is actually playing extremely hard speaks to both coaching staffs.
It's also amazing, Gary. I'm old enough to remember this time of year when everybody would complain, oh, ESPN, all they do is shill for the ACC, and they're trying to get 9 ACC teams in the tournament. It has changed so quickly. ACC's got 3 in right now.
Right now it's, oh, ESPN just shills for the SEC.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Georgia beats Florida. Now we're with 13 SEC teams in, which is insane. You got to pass a rule. If you don't have a winning record in conference play, you're out. You're out.
I will adjust that.
Please.
If you have a losing record, you're out. I would not disqualify a team that's 500.
You'll allow 500. I'll allow 500 too then.
I think that should be the rule in the VHSL playoffs as well.
I like
for
that.
For football.
I like that, yeah.
You know, they wanted the expanded playoffs, but you know what? If there are not enough 5-5 or better teams, then a couple teams get byes.
They talk about expanding the NCAA tourney every once in a while. I trust you're on my team here.
Well, I'm not 100% sure where you stand on that, but if you watch the average 10 and 11 seeds play, if you watch like the 2-11 seeds play in Dayton during the don't call them the play-in games, you know, it's like that's not usually an advertisement for expanding the tournament.
There you go. Bingo. We are on the same page here. The UVA Colorado State last year, which was James Naismith thought they could have picked up the pace a little.
Say no more.
They're going to do it because of money, obviously. So my thing is just, if you're going to expand the tourney, I want guaranteed entry for every conference regular season champion.
A regular season champion.
Postseason champs are already, they're all in.
Right.
I want guaranteed entry for every regular season champion too, because that guarantees more access for the smaller schools and not just these 6-10 SEC schools getting.
How many, under that scenario, what are you expanding it to?
So do you want my full plan, Gary?
Sure.
We got time. Here's the thing. The reason they can't expand the tournament by a full weekend is the Masters. CBS has the Masters.
And it's CBS a tradition unlike any other.
Unlike any other. The azaleas are in bloom. The birds chirp. The Masters, I don't know if you know this, Gary, they hold the tradition. They're not progressive at the Masters. Nobody's confused them for that ever. They're not moving. They ain't moving the Masters back a week. CBS has the Masters and the tournament. So CBS has said, if you want a bonus week of tournament, you got to do it on the front end.
They basically got drugged kicking and screaming into rescheduling the Masters during COVID.
Oh, they were going to play straight through COVID. No question. That is a tournament that is going to happen as normal during COVID. Absolutely.
Play is suspended in mid-March, and a month later, it's like, I don't care if every other tournament's canceled. We're playing the Masters.
It's nice outside. Yeah, we can only keep these azaleas blooming for so long. We got to play while the azaleas are blooming.
Oh, my gosh.
For a lot of reasons that you and I both understand, you can't bring the tournament forward a week. I mean, we're already, you know, we're already smashing the season as it is.
It already starts too early.
The conference tournaments can't go into February. That's silly.
Right.
You know, you have conference tournaments in the snow. That's not good for anybody. And so.
And so, your plan.
The Michael Phillips plan. Make it a spring sport. Tip off on January 1st, May Madness. Have whatever kind of tournament you want to have in the month of May. I think people would still attend. I think people would still enjoy it. The main pushback I get on this is, you can't do that. It's March Madness. You think people wouldn't watch great college basketball in May? I think they would.
I don't disagree.
Huh?
It does upset the apple cart of the traditional seasonal, get off my lawn and all that stuff.
Your big losers here would be lacrosse, baseball, and softball, which are about to see their spotlight entirely consumed by basketball.
And I would say is if the tournament ends in May, it doesn't take, because the College World Series for baseball and softball are in June.
Correct.
And the championship game for lacrosse is on Memorial Day, Monday.
Yep. Yeah, get done before all that.
So you get done before all that. It takes some of the regular season shine off, but you could pull that off. I'm a big college baseball guy.
Yeah.
I like college baseball.
It's great.
And softball. My wife and my daughter both played, and I coached my
daughter. It's a great product.
Yeah.
College softball, the timing's so good. Baseball's leisurely. College baseball sprawls. College softball is 2 hours. You get in, get out.
I love the pace of college softball and the way the game plays on the smaller field and all of that. I really enjoy that. If I'm on vacation and I can, like, if I could go to Omaha for the College World Series and had nowhere to go and nothing to do and alcohol available for purchase, then I don't care how long they take. You know what I'm saying?
I've been, and it's an enjoyable event.
That is on my list. And if you know the stories, I want to be at the College World Series in a year where LSU is at the College World
Series.
Yes, you
do.
They do things like setting the world record for the most Jello shots consumed by a fan base and stuff like that.
The tailgates smell good.
And, you know, it's like, okay, sign. Where do I need to be and when?
I covered UVA there the first year of the new stadium in Omaha. They built a new stadium for the College World Series.
Which year was that? Did they keep the same name?
Yeah. TD Ameritrade.
Right. Yeah. Probably. Exactly.
It hadn't been Rosenblatt for a hot minute.
I know.
2011, 2012, UVA made it to the Final Four, lost to South Carolina in like the 13th inning.
Oh, I remember that game.
It was a heartbreaker of a game.
I remember that game. Ray Tanner was coaching at South Carolina.
That was the game to go. I think UVA was down one, so they had to win to force the elimination game, the if game. But it 13 innings, if I remember.
And if I remember correctly,
late into the night.
You know, then, you know, that was when they kind of, Virginia was showing that not being able to get over the hump thing.
I know. And that's not, you know.
And then
that's not being able to get over the hump.
No. But I'm saying it's like trying to get there, trying to break the door down. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then it's like, and then 14, I believe, is when they got to the final series and lost to Vandy. If I got that right.
And nicely done.
And then in 15, both teams got back and they beat Vandy.
When you invite eight great baseball teams to a place, seven of them are going to leave unhappy.
100%.
Yeah. June 24, 2011. South Carolina 3, UVA 2, 13 innings. This box score is a hot, hot mess. Danny Holtzen.
I was just going to say, that's Danny Holtzen, UVA.
Went 3 innings for the Wahoos. How about that? And then
Danny Holtzen was a great player.
Yes,
whose major league hopes were dashed by the injury bug.
One of many in that camp, for sure.
Yep.
That was so. First game there, brand new stadium, brand new press box. Everybody's very excited about. The press box does not have windows that open. So huge oversight, in my opinion.
Yes.
But they start playing. Not only does it
Unless
not have windows
that
open.
Unless you spend a lot of time in the summer in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Omaha, excuse me.
Yes. It's a soundproof window. So they start playing baseball. We can't hear. We can't hear the crowd. We can't hear the bat. We can't hear the ping.
Okay, that's bad.
Nothing. So the next day we come and they've piped in the ESPN natural sound feed into the press box, but it's on like a half second delay. So you see the ball hit the bat and then a second later, ping.
Yeah, the ball is lifting in here. Ping. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yes, but it's a great place, a great venue. Tomorrow night, VCU basketball on the fan, VCU Davidson. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks because I'm off next week, regularly scheduled time off.
Enjoy that.
Thank you. I will.
Hope you have a great time.
Going down to Orlando to drop off my money at the theme parks.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Happiest place on earth, so I'm told.
We're going to the other one, Universal.
We went to Universal.
Second happiest place on earth.
We went to Universal. So full disclosure, my family are all, my three kids and my wife are all fanatics for Harry Potter.
That's where you got to go.
So we went the first year of Harry Potter World.
That's brave of you.
And of course, they loved it. Gary tolerated it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you've ever seen the movie Ocean's 11. You ever seen the movie Ocean's 11?
Yes.
And they're in the art gallery, and Julia Roberts asks Andy Garcia what she thinks of that painting, and his response, "I like that you like it." That was me at Universal.
Yes. Second happiest place on earth.
It's a fun park. Some really cool rides there, and you know, it's pretty cool.
I'm gonna go on the Jurassic Park ride. That's what I'm excited for.
As you should,
because that's in my wheelhouse.
Yes,
something for everybody.
But yeah, have a great time. That'll be fun.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks on the verge of the A-10 tournament.
Yes, we'll be in pre-madness mode.
Be playing, but VCU won't be. I don't know if they've officially mathematically clinched the double bye, but we all know how this is gonna end.
VCU and George Mason are going to have double buys.
I agree. That's the kind of insight you trust us for. Gary Hess, everybody, sports director, 910 The Fan. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Adam Schefter, NFL insider for ESPN, tweeted this morning a picture of himself at a Starbucks with the caption, "Got my head on a swivel." That's a good line.
Yeah.
It's stay safe out there. It's wild out there. To recap, Jordan Schultz, he's the NFL insider for Bleacher Report, reported that Tom Brady hosted Matthew Stafford at a ski resort in Montana, where Tom Brady owns a home, and tried to convince him to leave the Los Angeles Rams and go to the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, put out very quickly after, no. They just both vacation at the same space and they bumped into each other.
Lies. They're
very coincidental. Very coincidental. They are so coincidental, though. the two reporters got into it at the Starbucks in Indianapolis last night at the Combine. Jordan Schultz is the son of Howard Schultz, who founded Starbucks. This story truly has it all.
Yeah.
We've got it all. But I need to bring up to you a story that we took on earlier in the week on MP on the Mic. Do you know the Fire Festival, Megan? Do you know what I'm talking about when I say
I do not.
When
no.
I really?
Nah, I know nothing about the Fire Festival.
Full zero.
Zero.
All right. This guy, Billy McFarland, created a music festival on a private island in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
And got a bunch of influencers, famous people to buy, you know, like Ja Rule was going to be there, Blink-182 was going to be
nice,
there.
Okay.
All these big names partying on a private island.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a scam. The people got to the island. There were no luxury accommodations. There were no bands. There was no food.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got sent home. There was a big lawsuit. He went to prison for 6 years.
Oh my gosh.
Over this.
How did I not hear about this? How did I miss this?
I'm quite frankly stunned that you never heard of it.
I don't know.
This segment took a turn I was not expecting.
Where was I 6 years ago?
It was kind of a big deal. It remains kind of a big deal. They made movies and documentaries about it.
Wow.
He went to prison for 6 years.
Yeah.
He's out of prison. He got out a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
So you're in prison for 6 years. You're out. You owe $26 million in restitution to the people you scammed. What's the best way to do that? Fire Festival 2.
Oh. Are we really trusting it? There's someone out there that's going to trust it.
He's throwing Fire Festival 2 in May in Isla Mujeres, which is a small island near Cancun. He was on the Today Show promoting Fire Festival 2. Tickets start at $1,500, by the way. So go ahead and play part one. This is Billy McFarland of the Fire Festival on the Today Show.
Electronic hip-hop, pop, and rock. However, it's not just music. We might have a professional skateboarder do a demonstration. You might have an MMA champion teach you techniques in the morning. And
you say we might have. Are any of these for sure haves? Are they booked?
So I think what makes Fire so cool is that we are selling the experience of Fire. I want to be one of the first festivals that can sell out with no artists.
But you do have them booked.
We're announcing the artists over the next few months, so I'm not in charge of booking the talent.
Will these be A-list names that are involved?
I really hope so, and I expect so from our conversations.
Dude, no!
So if that doesn't fill you with confidence, I don't know what does. That this thing's going to be a rousing success.
That's so sketchy!
At least he's doing it in Mexico this time, where he can just flee afterwards and...
There you go.
Never be seen from
that
again.
That's just all over the place. Are you going to have this? Well, I don't know. We might. Well, what about this? Or, I don't know. We might. Well, we want to be the first festival like without all these big names. Well, what are you doing?
We're going to sell tickets without any artists.
What are you doing?
That's a scam. That's a scam is what that
we
is.
Might
yes.
do some skateboarding, you know.
Fire up part two as well. Okay. We'll keep this rolling here. Yeah.
It's 2,000 people taking the risk, seeking the adventure and wanting to be there for the moment.
Taking the risk. Is it a risk to buy a ticket to Fire Festival 2?
I think it's always a risk. You're taking a risk because I made a lot of bad decisions and messed up the first festival. Until it's experienced, there is a risk component to it.
Okay. That's not how you make a comeback.
I'm sold. So here's
I'm just going to give you a look. The people cannot see this look, but
here's what happened.
Okay.
This was announced on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hazel was sitting in your seat.
Okay.
I love Hazel, but sometimes they're not taking me seriously enough. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to do this show, MP on the mic, 10 to noon, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. I want to do this show from Fire Festival 2.
Okay.
And that's what everybody else said, too. They laughed. My resolve has only hardened in the days since. This interview has pushed me over the top. We got to be there. Not because this is going to be awesome, but because this is so clearly a scam. But then I wonder, are the only people who are going to be there people like me who are there to see the scam and we're actually the show, not the artist?
It's like, going to be reporters fighting reporters again.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wonder. Yeah, Stubbs back. Hey, Stubbs doesn't take me seriously either. There is a lack of people taking me seriously in this building when I say we're doing this show live from Fire Festival 2.
Okay.
That statement is eliciting laughs among everybody here. Stubbs here right now.
I am taking this entirely serious, Michael, and I very much will do anything in my power to get you to Fire Festival.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear. I need an on-site producer.
Yeah. You know, the more I think about it, though.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
Yeah. The more I think about it,
yeah.
I support it. I think you're a little bit crazy for it, but I support it because you're going to be able to interview people and be like, why did you buy tickets?
I think there's only one potential disappointment here, and that would be if it goes off as planned and I end up at an electronic music festival for 3 days. That's the only potential disappointment here.
I think that's a success, too.
I can't. So you were not aware of this?
We are like, I had no idea. We buried
this
the lead.
Is new
I said,
to me.
You know, Fire Festival, which was not, by the way, that wasn't a gotcha question, Stubb. That was like my way of introducing the topic.
You know that Conan?
And I was like, no.
Jeff Epstein, the financier.
hey, you know, Friends, remember that show? I'm not asking, do you remember
that.
Friends?
That.
We're starting the conversation. That's the starting point where we're out of starting
football.
Blocks. And we're running.
I'm not that under a rock, okay? I have no idea how I missed this one, genuinely.
So you're a full zero on Fire Festival.
Full zero. Today was the first time I heard about this.
Incredible. And what is it you do for a living outside of here?
Music.
You're a musician. Wow.
Music.
Do you have a Twitter?
I don't use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're more of an Instagram.
Yeah.
But
I bet
Fire Festival was on Instagram too.
I would
maybe
imagine.
It was on the news.
It has been.
Can we get you booked to be a performer at Fire Festival too? I think there's openings.
I'm down.
Yeah,
contact me.
I am slowly winning over every person in this building. We're doing the show at Fyre Festival too. We're all going to an island in the middle of Mexico.
Yes.
For a guy who just spent 6 years in prison's comeback story that he clearly has not spent any time preparing at all. I don't see what could go wrong here.
At least the people know they have one person booked.
I mean, what else are you going to do in prison for 6 years?
Plan
an event.
He's not booking A-list artists.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an A-list artist. No, I'm not.
You can send letters.
So the artists are booked, though, right? Well, the thing about it, you're more buying the name Fyre as opposed to specific
art. Really,
we're going to be the first festival ever to sell out without artists.
And you want to spend all this money on the risk?
$1,500 for a ticket. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I am not spending $1,500 out of my bank account. Mm-hmm. But if Bennett Zier, Zach McHugh, et cetera, would like to open up their wallets to make this happen, we'll get a sponsor.
This is like a legit thing now.
Oh, it is such a legit thing.
This is not even a bit anymore.
Absolutely. No. My plan is we started this as a bit on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and then in mid-May, I'm going to be in here, like, book my plane ticket to Mexico, and you're all going to be like, that is the logical conclusion of this. Like, MP has clearly been building us to that for the last 2.5 months. It's the logical ending. It's where this headed.
Yeah.
See you down there. We got two segments left. AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny will drive you home. VCU basketball tomorrow night. Your home of the Rams and Rich.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app, offering you your chance to win the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Listen for an hour a day as part of our national contest. You're automatically entered to win. Full details, 910thefan.com. Duke played Illinois over last weekend, and Illini coach Brad Underwood was asked about Cooper Flagg after the game. So I want to play this before we dive into it. This is him being asked about Cooper Flagg, his influence on college basketball, and what it means for the game to have him around for a year.
Is he the best player in college basketball? Sure, not even close. I hope he stays in school. I mean, if I'm the NCAA or the ACC, I mean, I'm figuring out an NIL deal to keep that dude in school. Because he's everything that's right about our game. I mean, college basketball is in a great place. I mean, we've got guys like that coming in. I hope he stays. Somebody threw out some story about it. I hope he stays, man. He'd be great. He could probably make more here than he could in the NBA.
I don't know that that's entirely true. He could make more here than the NBA. There's no cap. That's certainly the argument, right? LeBron is capped in how much money he could make in the NBA. You go to college, it's theoretically uncapped. I don't know that that necessarily adds up, though. Certainly the rookie contract's less. He's going to be the number one pick, though. He's going to be on his path to a second contract. I just don't know if that's what the NCAA wants to be long-term. I don't know if the NCAA knows what it wants to be long-term. You heard about the Ohio State football players this year, right? A lot of them stayed. Travion Henderson, who, by the way, does not get nearly enough love in these mock drafts. Everybody's enamored with Ashton Gentry's numbers. His numbers were lower, Travion Henderson's, because they used him sparingly, which gets me excited if I am an NFL general manager. I love a powerful, hard-nosed running back who didn't carry the ball as his team's workhorse back in college. I think that's a great thing. I don't think he gets enough love. But Ohio State puts together their $20 million, assembles the super team, loses to Michigan. Everybody wants everybody fired, wins the Natty. Everybody gets extensions. It's a wild ride for them. But is that what college basketball wants to be? Do they want to be competing to keep these guys away from the NBA, to keep these guys away from the G League or Europe? I just don't know that that's the right business model for college basketball as a whole. I do think, as we talk about NIL deals, so much of this discussion is about the numbers, the cap, the enforcement, Title IX. None of those is the number one issue. The number one issue is, how are we going to get guys into long-term contracts? That's the number one fix that can be made today to help college basketball get on the right track. We can't have everybody on a new team every year. We can't have every year you show up to the first game, you got to buy a program, figure out who's playing for your team. We're not rooting for laundry here. We're rooting for players. That's what basketball's always had working for it, is that you can get to know the players, and they play, that star players play almost every minute of every game and are involved in almost every play. And until you find a way to get multi-year contracts written into the NIL, I think you're going to be chasing these temporary hits, right? Like, ooh, Cooper Flagg. Could we get more Cooper Flagg? We should get more Cooper Flagg. You can't count on Cooper Flagg showing up every year, though. If he's ready for the NBA, he's ready for the NBA. Now, I will say this. To me, the most fascinating element of all this is his ability to pick who he wants to draft him, which we've never seen before, and is true in the NFL now as well. We haven't seen anybody test this to the same extent, right? You had the Eli Manning, you had the John Elways, right? Every once in a while, you got a guy who tests the system. It's easier than ever to test the system. And somebody's going to do it, right? So if you're Cooper Flagg, are you going to wait for the draft lottery? Are you going to wait and see who's number one? And if you don't want to play for them, you can jump right back to college, right? So it's not as much of a risk to wait another year as it previously was. Or leverage a trade, right? You guys have the first pick. Just know I'm not coming there. Work out a trade, or I'm going back to Duke, and you're going to be stuck with the second best player. Because you can do that, because the money is so good in college, because you can get the insurance policies to cover you in case of injury, right? Which Travis Hunter had, which is why they played the bowl games. They had the insurance policy. If they got hurt in that bowl game, it was going to pay out everything they were going to make at the pro level. Cooper Flagg can do that. I'm curious to see who the first athlete is that really leans into that system. All right, I'm the number one pick. Duke's offering me a pile of money to come back. I don't want to. I want to play in the NBA. But I've noticed this team I don't want to play for is picking number one. Fix that, NBA. And I think they'll have to. I think that there's enough leverage that if Cooper Flagg said that, and I'm not saying he would, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's making waves in the system, But look at what happened to Zion, right? Is somebody in Cooper Flagg's ear saying, you could be Zion. You could get drafted to an irrelevant team that doesn't do crap to build around you, and you're not going to be heard from again. Don't risk it. Make them trade the pick. Make them sort it out. Let them know you got an offer to come back to Duke. You got an offer to come cash those checks next year playing college basketball. And he is spectacular, by the way. He is super fun to watch. You know, that's it's going to be a really good tournament because you've got the 1-8 teams are really, really good. Your top line teams, your teams that are going to have the 1 and 2 seeds are all really good this year. Right now at the Bracketology, Duke, Auburn, Florida, Alabama. I know Florida lost to Georgia, but that's all right. That's just a way for them to get a 14th team in the SEC. They're just working the numbers to slide all their teams in. Your twos, Houston, Iowa State, Michigan State, Tennessee. Yeah, all 8 of those teams are natty good and will be favored in their early games. It doesn't feel like a 16 beating a 1 year. This feels like a year where we're really top-heavy at the top. It's also going to be a fun tournament because your 4-7s are weak. I think as you get down to your teams in the 4-7 range, they are weak. So you're going to see a lot of upsets early. You're going to see the big boys late. That's always what they want when they program out the tournament. And then you've got, you know, your conference winners. I think JMU could be in it, right? They're winning their way up the Sun Belt, but that's a one-bid league. They're not going to produce a second bid there. Norfolk State could be in it. We could have some local flavor. Could George Mason steal a bid? Yeah, absolutely. If VCU handles its business, obviously these two Friday games, crucially important, Davidson and Dayton, with a little Duquesne there in the middle in Pittsburgh. If they handle their business, they're going to go to D.C. with their spot locked up. And then it's just a matter of if this is a one-bid league or a two-bid league. Either somebody wins the tournament or maybe Mason makes it to Sunday and sneaks in. There's a lot to negotiate out there. But VCU, I think, would punch its ticket at that point. My fear for VCU is they're getting too good. They're playing their way up to the 9 line, the 8 line. I don't love being there, and I'm sure Awad and I will discuss that. I don't love being a 10 seed this year. Just looking at the caliber of teams that are going to get those top 8 seeds. I think that's a place you don't necessarily want to be. But for Cooper Flagg, for Duke, they're rolling. It's a great season. He doesn't have to worry about the NBA thing yet, but I think the NBA needs to start worrying about these top guys. I think the NBA needs to worry what's going to happen when a player says, I got college money. Sort it out. I'm not playing for that team. That's the risk. Brad Underwood's thing of like, let's spend a lot of money and have a triple A league in college. That's not what's best for college basketball. But what is best for college basketball is finding a way to keep guys at schools to build that loyalty to do their thing. Stubbs filling in today. Stubb, I never go to Starbucks. I went to Starbucks this morning. This is a new Starbucks initiative.
They don't do your name, right?
They draw a picture. This guy, so he made me my tea. I don't drink coffee, so I got a green tea.
Uh-huh.
He draws me a picture of a teacup, and it says
tee-hee. But T-E-A.
Is that
tee-hee? You know, it's like a cute laugh.
That's my loyalty to Starbucks there. I see that. Like, wow, I gotta go to Starbucks more often. So Starbucks doomed itself when it went to the drive-thru. I'm not paying $5 for that in a drive-thru. I'm paying $5 because I need a place to sit and conduct my business.
Really? I know a lot of people use that drive-thru.
I know so many people use the Starbucks drive-thru.
Yeah.
So many people.
There's a free Keurig here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a coffee guy, but conceptually, the cup of coffee out of the Keurig is 98% as good as the cup of coffee.
Getting the job done.
Absolutely.
Getting the job done.
The price swing there.
It's pretty big.
It's huge. It's huge. The analytics, the advanced analytics on the coffee, it doesn't pay off, I'm telling you. Support your local coffee shop. Don't go to Starbucks like me. That's the lesson of this. But they drew me a very nice...
It's a good drawing.
It's a good bit.
I feel like they're usually pretty backed up. I feel like that probably takes a bit of time. Do they got like a guy who just does that?
A staff artist?
Yeah.
I like that. Staff artist position at Starbucks?
Just another thing, another option. We'll put it in the hopper. All right, more Friday fun on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hoop season, lots to talk about in hoops world. VCU Davidson Friday, that's a big one coming off. Very nice win over at the Robbins Center against the Spiders. We'll get to all that, but it's also, is it ever not a big week in the NFL? It is a big week in the NFL 100% of the time. It's a big week in the NFL. NFL Combine happening this week out in Indianapolis. Obviously, most famous for the Underwear Olympics as the future draftees bench press and run and all those things. That's what you'll see on TV. But also, this is kind of where the offseason begins in earnest. They've got the salary cap numbers. We know where everybody's picking in the draft. We've got a sense of everybody's needs, who's doing what. And there's a lot of intrigue for the wrong reasons in the draft this year at the top, which is it ain't a quality draft at the top. That's just the reality. And so the Tennessee Titans are sitting at one. Mike Borgonzi's their general manager. We'll hear from a handful of football personnel in this segment, buzz through some topics in the NFL before we get back to the hoops. But here's Mike Borgonzi on potentially entertaining offers for draft pick number one.
You know, anytime you have number one pick, it's always going to be a topic of conversation.
You know, I would say we've had some phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, I'll keep those phone calls to the vest, but we've had some phone calls, yeah.
It's, I don't think they've had serious phone calls, though. You're looking at probably some teams moving up one or two spots in the order as opposed to moving up, you know, making a move from like 10 or 15. They're not going to be an RG3-style trade this year. There's not going to be that kind of blockbuster, ooh, you know, trade. If you're a team that needs a quarterback, though, there's two, and I think increasingly there's one. This isn't a knock on Shedeur Sanders. It's just the hype has kind of gone out of control with how good he is. Now, I think the whole top 10 board is crazy. Because Cam Ward's the best quarterback, full stop. Cam Ward's the Miami quarterback. You talk to draft people and they say if he had gone out last year, he's probably pick 8 or 9 in the draft. This year, he's pick 1 at the quarterbacks, which is the most important position. Two other guys who could be taken with pick number one. Abdul Carter is the pass rusher, and he's, you know, do you go pass rusher at one? He's got to be really stinking good, and he is. But if you do that, are you neglecting the most important position on the field? Right, that's the Titans' dilemma. If you don't like the quarterbacks, your options are take Abdul Carter, who had a great season at Penn State. Two Penn State guys in the top 10 in the newest mock draft. We'll get to that in a second because the other one's our guy from Atlee, Tyler Warren. Do you take a player who represents less value but you like and is a building block? Do you trade it out and just get whatever you can get and try to get some action next year? I don't know that the Titans have a lot of great options here. Travis Hunter is the other player who you consider taking. Are you going to let him play both ways is the question there, and is his body going to be able to handle playing both ways at the NFL level? These are big questions. I think Travis Hunter, just as a wide receiver, is a top 10 pick. But if you've got a guy who thinks he can play both ways and you draft him and tell him you're only a wide receiver, is he going to be cool with that? Is that going to be a good dynamic? So there's a lot to sort out. Ashton Jeanty, by the way, the Boise State running back, is now a top 10 draft pick in Mel Kiper's mock draft. He's going at 6 to the Raiders. There's market correction and overcorrection. That's an overcorrection. I'll say that right now. You should never draft a running back in the top 10 unless he's truly spectacular. Ashton Jeanty's very, very good. No running back's worth a top 10 pick. I don't get that at all. Tyler Warren, pride of Atlee, tight end, getting mocked at number 9 now. Love seeing local kids
do big things. He'd be the first top 10 pick since Cleveland Farrell a few years ago, who spent a productive season this season on the Washington Commanders. But there's a lot of shaking out still to be done, a lot of trades still to be done, and I don't think there's a ton of places that are feeling really good about their quarterback situation. And in Indianapolis, you've got Chris Ballard, who's overseeing a roster. Anthony Richardson, when he's good, he's really, really good. He had the thing where he quit in the middle of a game this year. People didn't love that. Pat McAfee called him out, called out the whole team and the coaching staff for enabling people being lazy, players not showing up on time. The coach defended that by saying, hey, not everybody's going to show up on time, which is not the defense you're looking for from a head football coach in the NFL. Here's Chris Ballard. He's the Colts general manager on maybe bringing in a little competition.
We want to create real competition. I think it's good for the team. I think it's good for Anthony. Like when we drafted Anthony High knowing it was going to take some time, all right? And we knew there's going to be some hiccups along the way. You know, I know we all want a finished product right now. I do. You do. Fans do. We all do. But I think as he continues to progress in his young career, us adding competition, I think will help up everybody's game.
That's Chris Ballard, general manager, Indianapolis Colts, on potentially bringing in somebody to push Anthony Richardson. Now, they had Joe Flacco this year, moved to him for a few games. That's always the dilemma, right? You bring in an older player, they're fine mentoring, but they really want to play. You know, Joe Flacco's not there to babysit. He's there to keep playing football. And if you do a veteran guy, it's going to be the same. That's a decent roster in a division that's super winnable. Houston's about to get a new offensive coordinator. I don't see Jacksonville making any noise, and Tennessee's obviously not making any noise, sitting on the number one pick with no bona fide superstar coming their way. It's a very winnable division. Do you go get yourself a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers, knowing that could set Richardson's development back? Do you give Richardson the reins, knowing that if he's not it, you've wasted another entire year of professional football? I don't know that there's a lot of good answers there. But the Aaron Rodgers, look, all conversations always come back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Glenn took the podium at the Combine this week and talked about the reaction in the building after the Jets made the call to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers.
I understand the reaction of the players, but I will say this. Every decision that me and Mooch make is to win, and to win now. So I understand it. But again, listen, this is not going to be the last decision I make, right? That's going to upset some people. And that's okay, right? But as men, we talk about it. We make sure we keep it in-house that we're going to continue to do.
It's the New York Jets. You're not keeping anything in-house. We know better. That's not how things work with the Jets at all. Rodgers is the most fascinating for sure. And I said this on AWOD's show the other day. I said, if I were the Titans, I would bring in Aaron Rodgers. Because none of these quarterbacks are ready to carry the team year one. If Rodgers is good, he's really good, and you could potentially have a great season, and that's good. That's the outcome you want. If Rodgers is bad, he's potentially very bad, and you could end up back in the first pick next year. That's not a bad outcome either. It feels like upside both ways. Like, Jets are sitting on the pick number 7 here. That's a good outcome. Now you get the Rodgers drama and all that and the ayahuasca and all that fun stuff. But on the whole, it seems like limited downside for a team that's quarterback needy to bring him in for a year. Either he's good, that's awesome, or he's bad. Hey, you lost a year anyway. Reboot, get back in line for a strong draft class coming in next year. I see that working either way. The other item at the Combine this week, Nick Sirianni, of course, is coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Green Bay Packers have asked the competition committee to vote on banning the tush push, calling it not a football play and unsafe. You know my stance on this. Just because a team is good at something doesn't mean it should be banned. If it were that easy, 31 other teams would be running it every time they needed a yard. You don't see that. You don't see 31 other teams running it that effectively. The Eagles are good at something. Everybody else is not good at that thing. The solution is not legislating it out of the game. That's a huge mistake. It's like when the Wildcat quarterbacks were running all over everybody. You didn't ban the Wildcat. Defenses just came around after a while. Frankie Louvu gave his try of how to stop the tush push. There will be more attempts. There will be evolution, because that's how football works. Here's Nick Sirianni on the push to ban the tush push.
I almost feel a little insulted because we worked so hard at that play. The amount of things that we've looked into how to coach that play, the fundamentals, is always... There's 1,000 plays out there, but it comes down to how you teach the fundamentals and how the players go through and do with the fundamentals. I can't tell you how many times we practice the snap, we practice the play, because it's not a play that it's easy to practice. There's different ways we figured out how to practice it. The compliments that come off of it that can create explosive plays, we saw it in big-time games this year. And the fact that it's an automatic thing, that – like, we work really, really hard, and our guys are talented at this play. And so it's a little insulting to say it's just be, you know, we're good at it, so it's automatic. We work really hard at it.
I agree. Just because somebody's good at something doesn't make it bad for the game. Doesn't make it a problem that needs to be legislated out. They get a yard anytime they need a yard because they figured out how to practice it, how to be good at it. If everybody else gets good at it, then we can open up the discussion. But I need to see several more teams be good at it before I'd entertain that idea. I think that's a bad precedent to set. The Eagles are good at something. Let's ban it. You know, I don't love the Eagles, but I don't think that's the solution to something that, you know, has evolved the game. And we'll see how defenses respond. And I would imagine we'll see a lot more defensive looks next year designed to stop the tush push. I'm excited to see what they come up with in Washington as well. They sent Frankie Louvu flying in the playoff game. We'll see what comes next, but the NFL never stops. They're at the combine this week and into next week. A little NFL update for you. Back to the world of hoops on the other side. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, where you can win the big game slam dunk contest. Get out to Las Vegas with you and your friends. $20,000 in spending money. Check out the rules, 910thefan.com. Lots to get to. It's a VCU game night. Jonathan Allen's been given permission to seek a trade. Again, the wording is very important there. Not the team is trading him, but he has been given permission to go set the market and work from there, as we'll hear from Adam Peters later today in Indianapolis, where everybody's gathered for the NFL Combine. But we got a big headline coming out of Sports Illustrated this morning that I do want to get to. You guys remember Jontay Porter? He's the NBA player who was point shaving or manipulating his stats and making a lot of people money on the betting markets. In a court filing, they've found this guy Shane Hennon, who is allegedly, according to Sports Illustrated, the ringleader of this, and they have found, according to the court filing, evidence that he may have been involved in as many as 9 college basketball games across last season and this season, involved in manipulating those games for the benefit of his gambling ring. This is not going anywhere anytime soon. If there's money to be made, somebody's going to be there making it. And you know, I said it out of the gate, college baseball would be the first to be compromised, and it was, because those players don't make anything. If you're making $0 and somebody offers you 10 grand, that's a lot of money. I always get a kick out, like, yeah, everybody knows Super Bowl's rigged, you know, for Las Vegas, because you know Chiefs games are rigged for the gamblers. Like, those players make $50 million a year. They're not taking 10 grand to throw games. That's not how any of this works. The guys who make the least are the most likely to manipulate the spreads and the games. And it's a story. We're going to continue to follow it. And I want to talk about this NIL stuff at some point, too, because they're talking about how they're going to implement the revenue sharing, and the Power Four conferences are putting together an enforcement group, right? Because the NCAA can't enforce anything because the court keeps overturning everything they do. They're putting together an enforcement group to enforce fairness in NIL once the new system comes down this summer. None of this is going anywhere, because the money involved outside the legal market is way bigger than the money inside the legal market. That's both NIL. You know, I've I've heard from multiple people that if this revenue sharing system is adopted this summer, it's the $20 million cap. So every school can pay $20 million to its athletes, and that'll be the ceiling, the salary cap, so to speak. That SEC teams, that's a pay cut for them. Ohio State, that's they're going to have to trim spots to fit in under that 20. The system's already grown bigger. Well, they're not going to trim spots. They're going to give the money under the table. It's just going to go right back to the black market. Everybody understands that. With the gambling, there's millions of dollars to be made. It's going to get made. And that's the fallacy when everybody says, you know, oh, it's legal gambling. We're just taking what was illegal and bringing it above the table. No, you brought a lot of new people to the table as well. You created a new market as well, and there's a lot of money floating around. And I'm sure there'll be money on VCU Richmond tonight. A lot of it coming in early on VCU. They've already gone up. They're already 15.5-point favorites. The number's already climbed by a full point during this show, speaking to the line specifically for tonight, always hate that in a rivalry game because now the expectation is, you know, the computer will judge them if they only beat UR by 4 or 5 tonight. Well, maybe they want to beat UR by 5, rest their players, play some Fats Billups in the second half, get out of there and get ready for Davidson. They shouldn't be punished for that. If they can handle their business, take their foot off the gas, that should not be a punishment. But what I really wanted to talk about today, Hazel, as you know, is that the Fire Festival is back. And I could not be more excited about this. I'm just going to plant my flag right now. I want to go to Firefest 2. I want to do the show from Firefest 2. I can't be in on this enough.
So bold.
So, okay. Fire Festival 2 is run by Billy McFarland.
Same guy.
Fresh out of prison. Okay? He did 6 years in prison for Fire Festival 1, which, by the way, do you want to feel old? That was 6.5 years ago. That was 2017. He is out of prison, and he is staging Fire Fest 2. This will definitely not be a disaster.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Fire Festival 2, I'm quoting from the website,
please,
is an electrifying celebration of music, arts, cuisine, comedy, fashion, gaming, sports, and treasure hunting.
What does it mean? Treasure hunting?
They've got it all. They've got it all.
More.
They're moving it to Mexico. Awad, one second. You going to do the show with me from Firefest 2?
No, I don't think you're going to survive. They did the first one without food, water, and shelter.
So here's the deal.
You think you're going to have internet for the Comrex?
That's the treasure you have to find.
Here's why this is the greatest country in the history of mankind, Adam. This guy, Billy McFarland, owes $26 million in restitution to the people he scammed at Firefest 1. And his idea to repay it is, let's have Fire Festival 2. I couldn't be more on board with
this. I will say, tickets are $1 million, so he only needs 26 people.
Tickets range from $1,500 to $1 million. Did I look up how much it cost to get to Cancun in May? Yes, I absolutely did. If I can get this station to pay $1,500, I will do this show from Firefest 2.
But don't you know how much of a disaster the first one was?
All right, let's
like it was a complete disaster, Michael.
If you could get in a time machine to 2016 and somebody offered you a free ticket to Firefest, knowing everything you know now about it, would you go?
No.
Of course you'd go. It's iconic. Of course you would go.
You're stranded on an island with no food and water.
It would be an amazing story. How cool would it be
that,
like,
people would tell for you because you're not allowed to tell it yourself,
Nobody
Michael.
Died at Firefest. You come back. Every time I introduce myself for the rest of my life, hey, I'm Michael. I was at Firefest.
Firefest 1.
Ask me anything. Oh, an unlimited amount of street cred there. Absolutely.
I survived Firefest 1.
I am reading. Two people did die, Michael.
Two people died at Firefest?
Yeah, that's
no
what.
No
does that change
your Time Magazine.
No wonder he was 26.
5,000 medical incidents were reported.
I don't. Look, you're not getting out of there unscathed. I get that. I get
bring
that.
A first aid kit, I guess.
Michael's going to be doing this show strapped up with an IV.
from the hospital. Live from the operating table.
I want to do this show live from Firefest 2. You're on notice, Bennett Zier. You're on notice, Zach McHugh.
Oh my gosh.
I want to do this show live from Firefest 2. That is my new goal in life. It's just so clear that this is going to be exactly like the first one.
It has to be.
It's just he has no artists, he has no influencers, he has no names at all. He's just selling tickets off a sketchy looking website, and he's got a track record. So
that's
nobody,
the American dream.
That is truly the, and he's doing it in Mexico, so there's a chance he just doesn't come back. That, just saying. All right, we're playing the flag now. We got to get to VCU. It's VCU game night. Robbie Robinson joins on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.